For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Carolina Hurricanes will play for the, I think, third consecutive week in March. It's been a busy week, a busy month. A back-to-back. It's tonight is the second half. They usually have been Saturday-Sunday games. Rod Brind'Amour is the head coach. They are in Washington. Sir, how about the Wolfpack?
I know. They're on the roll.
That's right.
That's great. I mean, that's got to be exciting for everybody there. So, pretty good. Keep it going.
Did you get an update from Sidney Lowe on how they did? How did you find out about it?
No. Well, I got to the plane and watched a little. And then when we got home, got to Washington. The game was actually still going. And caught a few of the last minutes there. So, pretty good job. It wasn't even close.
So you did watch. You said you were going to be busy. I asked you this yesterday.
Well, yeah. Well, I didn't realize I'd have the time, so I made time.
Good for you. All right. Are you aware, do you guys track this? Do you care about your record in the second half of back-to-back games?
No.
Okay. No. You guys are better in the second half of back-to-backs than you are in the first, but, I'm not sure any of that really matters. Do you think it's more of a physical grind at this point or a mental grind?
Mental. No question. 100%. It feels like it could be physical because you're I'm playing every night, but it's just mentally, because to play at this level the way you want it done, it's a preparation. It's being on the ice, like fighting for every little inch. That's a mental thing. And that's where we're at right now. And every team's going through it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, for whatever reason, they stack the schedule at the back end. And definitely, it's a little boast. Let's not get, for sure, you got travel. You got everything just piled on. But I think it's more mental grind at this point.
You think that's what you guys were fighting through a little bit last night?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you got a team that's desperate to get in. And so they're doing it right, and we're trying to do it right, and we're working hard, but we're just not quite on top of it, and that's why it looked the way it did. I mean, when we got through it, because our goalie played well, and then our talent took over in a couple of the areas where they messed up, which is what you got to have happen.
Right.
When the other team messes up, you want to have the talent to bury it, and that's exactly what happened in that game, but it's not really a recipe for...
Hey, it's Adam Golden. I'm in studio with my friend Coach Pete DeRuiter with the Capital Financial Advisory Group. Is it ever too soon to seek out you and your expertise?
Really, there's no too soon. It's time to get serious. So if you're 50 or over, we call it the financial red zone. And that's when really it's time for you to take control of your money and make sure you have a firm on your side that's a fiduciary planning firm, which means they take your side at all times. Now, we'll do this for the next 10 of you who call. This is $1,000 value, but I'm going to waive my planning fee to make sure you get your total retirement plan and you get on the right path for retirement.
Call 888-843-0013, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
For success long term.
I was a little surprised that Freddie Anderson didn't get one of the stars in the building. I know these things don't really matter that much, but I thought it was pretty clear that he gave you a chance.
Yeah. Well, who picks the stars?
I don't know.
Maybe we should find that out. It might be some, might be my son picking them for all I know. I mean, you're right. I don't know who does it. It makes no difference. So.
Right.
Freddie should have been a star in that game. I think sometimes the goalies get it when they really shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, he deserved one.
I mean, to me, he was the best player in the game, but I understand why Seth Jarvis gets the first star, because he gets the game-winning goal, and everybody wants to hear Seth talk to Hannah Yates in the building afterwards. So let me just get to Seth. How much was his learning curve is probably not the right word, but acceleration into the player he is becoming. How much of it is because he got a chance to play for a long stretch with Jordan Stahl and Jordan Martinuk?
I think that always helps when you get to play with those guys, just because the game's done right every shift, and they drag you into it. and they also, you know, have the puck a lot, and that's good for confidence. but I think at that point, to be honest, he'd already kind of, I think, turned the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Way before we even put him with those guys. But I think the fact that he had turned the corner made it easy to throw him on a so-called checking line, if you will, you know, to add that little offense. And that might get back to that, too, at some point. You never know. I think he can do whatever you ask him to do, and that's what's special about him.
Is there any element of trying to get Andre kind of back where he's supposed to be when you decided to put him with Jordan and Jordan?
Well, there you go, right? I mean, that's basically what happened there, and you might even see that tonight as well. So we'll see how this game goes on, depending on who we get back in the lineup. I mean, there's a lot of question marks still for about tonight.
Yeah, that's where I was going next. Any sense that you're going to get either Jack or Tavo or Jesper back tonight?
Turbo's the only one that we might get back.
Okay.
So we'll know tonight. I'm hopeful that he'll play.
All right. Caps are good. Caps are winning a lot of games. They maybe even a surprise to them, considering some of the moves they have made to send players out. But they're right there. They're a little banged up. No TJ Oshie tonight. No Protas, and it looks like no Tom Wilson as well. But what makes them dangerous?
Well, they're working hard and competing, you know, off the charts. And I always think, you know, teams that, number one, compete at a high level, make it hard, you have a chance. And then if they're on the same page, right, if you're dialed in on what is being asked, then you have a chance every night. And
right.
That's what they're doing.
All right, before I let you go, I know this is something that a question we should probably ask Yevgeny Kuznetsov, but you've gone back to Philadelphia to play your first game after a long run. What do you think he's going through as he gets ready to play in Washington for the first time?
Yeah, he's going through a lot. I can tell you, I just talked to him this morning. It's not a good feeling, to be honest. The nerves are off the charts, right?
Right.
And it's a tough game to play for a lot of reasons, going back in front of the fans, but really playing against your buddies they were your family he was there for a long time, right?
Yeah.
And suddenly you can't just turn the switch. Everyone say, oh, you're on the new team. That takes time to do. And so that it's really awkward, to be honest. So I don't know what we're going to get there, but hopefully something special for him.
Rod Brindamore, I appreciate your time. I'll see you Sunday.
Okay, buddy. Take care.
Thank you.
All right.
Rod Brindamore here on the Adam Gold Show. I'm very much interested in what Yevgeny Kuznetsov. He didn't play. I don't think he played very well last night. I think that we talk about the mental fatigue, the physical grind. Here's a guy who hadn't played a lot of hockey, hadn't even practiced a lot of hockey in the last, month or so. And Carolina puts him on the ice, and he's got adrenaline flying. And there's a natural wall that you hit when you haven't been doing this for a while. It's different from Jake Guentzel, who, you know, playing heavy minutes and then gets hurt and misses about a month. It's different. And Kuznetsov just kind of been inactive. But now, you know, he's in a very, very important role for Carolina. And last night was probably the first game where we went, oh, that doesn't look right. But as Rod pointed out, you know, the funny thing is about even though you didn't play well, you didn't do what you wanted to do, Freddie Anderson was great. Like, honestly, I try to do the stars. I do my own stars. I don't care what the arena says. I do my own stars, I put them out on Twitter, and then I do them on the post-game show.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
And when I do it, I try to tell you who are the best three players in the game. Points, they don't not matter, but it's not the most important thing. We've had games where guys have scored two goals, but otherwise, kind of trash.
Yeah.
So, you ain't getting my star. Like, not that I'm punishing you,
no.
But I'm trying to tell you who the three best
players
were.
Sometimes the background noise needs to be amplified
yes.
better than the shiny stuff.
Freddie was the best player in the game last night. I probably should have made him the first star. But Jarvis was also really good. And he got the game-winning goal. And, man, what Seth is doing lately.
Love it.
So,
and he's my favorite number, too.
Is it 24 is your favorite number?
Yeah, because my birthday is the 24th.
That's
this
coming
Sunday.
Up. Sunday.
I know. So it's my favorite number. Now he's my favorite player.
Look at that. Oh, he is now he's your favorite player. So he's also hysterical.
He is.
Did you hear his answer to the Brent Burns pass?
No.
Yeah, it was a terrible pass. It wasn't. It was a perfect pass.
But Seth
and Brent are very close. So it was very cool. Great way to end it. Jarvis is playing dynamite. I actually thought that top line wasn't necessarily great offensively, but I thought the top line played well. They just didn't generate a lot of chances. A lot of that is the way Philadelphia defended and how they're playing. Philadelphia just has a little bit of a scoring problem right now. They outplayed Carolina last night, but they did not score. They did not outscore Carolina. Hurricanes took advantage of some moments. Good defensive play by Brett Pesce that leads to the Martinook goal. Great defensive play by Jalen Chatfield that leads to the Chatfield goal. So, Hurricanes are in pretty good shape.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.